17th, and we are broadcasting to you live from the University of British Columbia, Vancouver campus on unceded and stolen Musqueam territory. Indigenous voices in so-called Canada have been systematically devalued and diminished, and this cannot go unacknowledged in broadcast media such as radio. To hear more, please listen to Unceded Airwaves from CITR's Indigenous Collective. My name is Ishan. Tonight is night two of our coverage on Shindig. Yesterday, we interviewed four bands, Ivy Halavana, Chopping Spree, Shimbashi Station, and Sundress. And that's what you're going to hear tonight, so enjoy.
Hi, my name is Ivar, and I'm the bass player for Shimbashi Station.
Hi, my name is Jeff, and I play keys and guitar.
I'm Cody, I play guitar and I sing.
I'm Christian, and I play drums.
How does it feel to be playing at Shindig right now? This is our second event of the month.
It's great. It feels fantastic. Yeah.
It's awesome. I love the community feeling of like all the bands. Everyone's so supportive, and it's just a blast.
I've never seen so many people here on a Tuesday. It's crazy. There's a lot of people here. The support is really cool. It's a fun event.
Yeah, it's awesome.
playing with a lot of bands that we've been wanting to play with.
That like we wouldn't necessarily play with otherwise, like the kind of not all the same vibe of band. It's cool. Yeah.
It's an eclectic bill for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, any bands in particular that you were excited to see tonight?
Sundress. And Chopping Spree. We've heard the legends about both.
Yeah, it has been foretold.
We read online that your band kickstarted in 2019 in a Tokyo train station. Can you like give us a little backstory on that?
Me and Christian were on vacation in Tokyo in 2019. Yeah, 2019. And when we were there, we were at this train station, and I heard this cool little like jingle. Because a bunch of the train stations had different jingles, like along, like every station had a different line. And when I was like, oh, that sounds cool. And I kind of like took a note of it and recorded it. And then me and Christian were starting a sort of project. And we were like, oh, what should we name the band? And we had incorporated that jingle into a song. And it was called Shimbashi Station because that's the station that the jingle was from. And then we were like, oh, that's a good name for a band. So that's where it kind of started, yeah.
Awesome. That's so sick. I love that. Such a sweet story for starting the band. The second question for you all is, Takeoff is your newest album currently out right now. Congrats. That's super sick. A few of those songs that we heard tonight were super rad. Nice job, guys. Can you give us a little backstory on what the making of this album was like for you all?
Absolutely. It was a very DIY thing. I recorded in my basement, Lake City Sound, and we spent a full summer and a little bit doing it, right? It was over several months, and we spent a lot of time and a lot of effort just trying to make things the way we wanted to hear them, and I hope it turned out good, and I hope the listener enjoys it, right?
Easton Doran mixed it. He's really good.
The mix master on Instagram.
The mix master. He was our engineer. He was very talented.
We're asking all the bands here the same question for you all. We heard that someone let the dogs out, and we're just wondering if you had any alibis on that, or if you knew any of the people that may have let the dogs out.
I can neither confirm nor deny anybody's involvement here.
That's a good answer. No more further comments.
Wow.
Yeah. Very mysterious. Well, thank you guys so much for this interview, and also great show again. Have a great night at Shindig.
We've been Shimbashi Station. Good night. Stick around, there's more music.
You are now listening to Shimbashi Station's Bloom, which was played last night at Shindig Night 2.
I just hope that you don't drown. Yeah. change that.
If the news are getting you down or you're tired of scrolling on your phone, Massey Books is the one-stop shop for you. A 100% Indigenous-owned business that is committed to giving back to local charities, community initiatives, and organizations, Massey Books has a vast selection of rare and unique books, as well as a diverse range of books that are from underrepresented authors. You can shop online at masseybooks.com or visit their store on 229 East Georgia Street in Chinatown. They are open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Wednesday to Saturday and 12 to 5 from Sunday to Tuesday. Their friendly staff would love to give you a hand to find your new favorite read.
All right, so if you just want to introduce yourselves and what role you play in the band.
Sure. I'm Sai and I'm the lead singer.
I'm Zoe, I'm the bassist.
I'm Shy, I'm guitar and sometimes backing vocals.
I'm Gray, and I'm the drummer.
Awesome. So, first question, do you guys prefer a large venue with so many people, it's all full, but it's kind of, everyone's like stationary, or would you prefer a super small venue, maybe like 10 people, but everyone's dancing super hard? Which one?
Oh, I mean, like, we started at a lot of DIY venues, and, like, we don't really care how small the building is or how many people are there, as long as people are having a good time. I feel like I personally feed off that energy. Mm-hmm. If I'm seeing the crowd having a good time, that's what I'm looking for.
I'm of the opinion that I would rather play to 5 people who really feel it than 10,000 who don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Like that.
100%. I feel like I lock into my own little pocket dimension whenever I'm on stage anyway, so I'm not, like, looking too much in the crowd, like, that much. Sai, I know, really feeds off of people's energy, and I feed off of Sai's energy. So, small crowd, especially if it's, like, just friends showing up, then that's, it's like a private show with buddies, yeah.
Yeah, so the first time that I know the two of us saw you personally was you were featured on the Instagram account YVR Underground, covering Loud Bark by Mannequin Pussy. Would you consider them an inspiration for your music?
Oh, totally one of them. I think, like, we're inspired by a lot of bands. Like, when we first started off, it was, like, Pixies, Smashing Pumpkins, also the Cranberries.
Sonic Youth,
so heavy on Sonic Youth. Yeah. We love Mannequin Pussy. We went to their concert. I've lost my mind and cried.
So I think the first time we played Loud Bark was at the Cobalt, where Shy and I saw them for the first time. So that was a pretty, that was, like, a nice full circle moment.
Yeah, so last week, every band that we interviewed said that you were the group that was kind of the biggest competition, but also the group that you were—they were the most excited to see tonight. How do you feel knowing that so many people were kind of here for you tonight? Is it kind of exciting, scary, something you didn't expect? Or?
I didn't expect that at all.
I also wasn't expecting that.
That's so crazy.
I thought everyone would say chopping screen.
No way! Really?
Shit. Oh my god!
Oh my god! That's so cool.
We're very popular.
I mean, the entire, like, everyone that's competing is so talented. Like, oh my god! Like,
yeah,
that's
like
not a
crazy.
That's belt. Not that's a thing that I would expect anyone to say. But I mean, like, I'm very grateful. I just don't know how true it is.
I'm just glad we're amongst such good talent and, like, within our community, and just, like, we're able to be one of many, and that's just a great feeling to have, and just and to be singled out like that by people in a good way, I think is a very positive thing, but we try not to let it get to us.
Well, kind of on a similar vein, are there any other bands or groups or acts that you were excited to see play at Shindig, either last week or this week or next week?
Yeah, Chronic Fatigue, those are our boys, they're
our
friends,
boys.
So, like,
yeah.
Also Chopping Spree, we love Chopping Spree. I was kind of scared to go against them.
Yeah,
I'm not going to lie.
When
I was like, all right.
Chopping Spree on the bill, we were like, I kept telling people,
like,
we're like, yeah, we're up against Chopping Spree, and they go like, ooh.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Shibashi Station was really cool, though. That's the first time I'd be able to see them. I listened to music on, like, streaming or whatever, but their live performance is so good, so clear. I love the dynamics they have and how, like, they segment their instrumentation and just make it a full thing. It's just so good.
Junie just has, like, a stage presence and an energy, even off stage, that's so contagious, and it's so obvious on stage.
Okay, well, one final question. Well, I'll say thank you for doing this interview.
You
really enjoyed your performance. It was amazing. Just one kind of last question. So we've gotten word that some of the dogs might be missing and somebody might have let the dogs out. And we were just wondering if any of you had any leads on that. Anybody know who let them out? Anybody?
I'm hearing about it right now. Hold on.
Dude.
I know, it's a lot to take in. It's a lot to take in.
I got a tweet about this.
Yeah. You got to give us live updates about who let the dogs out.
We will.
Dogwatch 2025.
We're assessing the situation. We're listening. We're here.
Yes.
We understand the dogs are out. We do not have answers yet, but we'll find them.
We're looking into it.
We're keeping our hearts open.
Yeah, of course.
Dogs.
Yes. Thoughts and prayers.
I mean, who doesn't love dogs?
Thoughts and prayers.
Exactly.
Yeah, so we got
every like, one like equals one prayer.
Yeah, one like, one prayer for one dog.
Exactly. All right, yeah. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. We have Sundress. Enjoy the rest of your night.
You are now listening to Loud Bark by Mannequin Pussy on CITR 101.9 FM, which was recently covered by Sundress. I'm
Alavana.
That's just me.
Perfect. Amazing. No, amazing. Well, you had such an ethereal presence on stage, like what I was saying earlier. A great, amazing set. We're so excited to have you at Shindig right now. Amazing. This is our week two so far. Is there any other bands that you've been excited to see so far tonight?
Yes, I really love Sundress. Sundress was like, wow. W-O-W.
W-O-W. No,
exactly. That voice, oh my goodness. Woo! Amazing. Amazing.
How did you hear about Shindig? Did anyone like tell you about it, or did you find it yourself?
Yes. Oh my gosh. I am shouting out Gabby, Tubi user on Instagram. Gabby, Tubi user said, "Hey Ivy, you have a new album out. You should send it to CITR." And I was like, "Well, yes." And then I followed CITR on Instagram, and then they were like, "Shindig time," and I was like, "Well, of course, it's Shindig time." And so then I applied, and then I am here.
Oh my gosh, I love it. Shout out Fanta Records.
Shout out Fanta Records.
Shout out Fanta Records. You just released a new album that is called Heaven Camera. Really beautiful album, by the way.
Thank you so much.
So we noticed that there were a few different collaborators on that album. Do you find that working with different artists is a big draw for you creatively?
Yes. So I do have a hand in producing like every song on that record. I am very much like, I'm very, very hands-on. Like, I want a very specific vision. But because I want a very specific vision, I want to work with specific people. Hudson Lee is a very close collaborator with me. They are not here tonight. They had to teach Ableton to people. Isn't that crazy? And
very crazy.
Very crazy. And they were like, okay, I'm going to executive, like, curate this album. Like, a lot of production from Hudson. Mixing, mastering, and just really led the project. But it, like, in the end, it was me too, you know.
Of course, it is your album and your name in the end.
All the songwriting, all the lyrics, that's all me. So.
No, of course, it's beautiful. Well, it paid off very well. You are the first solo artist that we have at Shindig right now, which is super awesome. Would you say that being a solo artist is more difficult or more promising and more, like, fulfilling for your creative process?
Yeah, I was actually talking to someone out there about this. I have never been in a band. Many bands are existing in here, and I don't know what that feels like to be in a band. I've been in duos before, but that's you know that's not a full-on band. I personally like it because it's very very close, like, you know, I love a close relationship with when working with music, even though it can get a little scary. Yeah, never been in a band. I respect the bands. Good thing about a band, you have more friends come to your shows because there's more people in the band. Ain't that a thing? Ain't that the truth? But anyways, no shade. I don't know. I think would I be in a band? Maybe. Gotta be the right band though. But I love performing with musicians on stage with me. My violinist, I shouldn't claim her. A violinist I perform with, her name's Walgren. She's an amazing violinist and songwriter. And she performs with me sometimes, and she's amazing. She is in Toronto, so can't.
Oh, sadly. We also noticed that on your Instagram that you posted that you have a dancer sometimes with you.
Brittany! Brittany has a full-time job, as you should, Brittany. And she is an amazing, oh my gosh, I can like talk about Brittany on the internet. Brittany is one of my best friends. Brittany is an amazing dancer. She graduated from SFU in dance, so she knows what she's doing. She knows what she's doing. And it's crazy because we like to listen to K-pop together. We like to go eat hot pot together. And then I was like, Brittany, what if you dance? I can't really dance that well, but she can dance next to me, and she's like, yes, and I'm like, yes. And then with the music video for Bravery in the Computer, that's mostly her dancing up there, in there. Yes.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Brittany. I love Brittany.
Shout out Brittany. That's
Shout out
amazing.
Brittany DeBoer. Can I say her? I'll ask her if I can say her full name.
It's just a little follow up. Why not? One last question for you. I noticed that when you were on stage, you had a few different setups, like two computers and one little square, premiere of that square. Could you give us a little like walkthrough of what that setup is?
Yeah, so the premiere of Square, that was a K-Oscillator. Premiere of Square was crazy. That's a K-Oscillator. I went to Victoria. I performed with Baths, one of my favorite musicians ever. And then I went to a thrift store. And there was a little K-Oscillator there. And my friend Omni, they were like, hey, I think I see a K-Oscillator. I'm like, you're lying to me. You're lying to me. Because those are pretty sought after. And, you know. And it was for a good price because I talked them down, and then I put it on the credit card. So, yep. Then I put that on the credit card, and now I have it, and now it's going up there. I like it. I personally think it's cool. I need to like work with it a little bit more, but I had fun.
Well, the debut sounded beautiful. Loved it so much. Just one last question for you. It was so nice interviewing you. So nice to meet you. Lovely show again. We've been getting word that someone let the dogs out. Do you have any leads or possibly an alibi to what could be possibly happening right now?
Who do I think let the dogs out? I think Bjork let the dogs out. I think she let them out.
You know what? I think we figured it out.
Yeah.
It really does.
In the forest, yep. You know. Let the dogs out. You know, she would go, she'd be like that. Yep.
Thank you so much for this interview. So lovely to meet you.
Have a great night. Get home safe, everyone. Thank you.
You are now listening to Manifesting by Ivy Holivana with a feature of Hudson Lee. You can now listen to her album Heaven Camera on all of your streaming platforms.
January 17th, CITR 101.9 FM presents our annual 24 Hours of Radio Art Programming, featuring innovative approaches to music and sound. It's 24 hours of spoken word, ambient drone field recordings and sound walks, collage, technical support calls, voicemail fills, sound art, and noise. Listen live on CITR 101.9 or online at citr.ca.
Are you looking to decolonize your self-care routine? Take a trip down to Sisters Sage for a variety of handmade soaps, bath fizzies, smudge sprays, and salves infused with traditional plant medicines. Sisters Sage is an award-winning local indigenous business run by Tsimshian and entrepreneur, activist, and community builder Lynn Marie Angus and her dog TJ. Passionate about crafting wellness products that are respectful of the land we live on, Sisters Sage is committed to a heart-centered approach to self-care as well as our collective healing. Located on 1312 Kingsway, you can drop by from Monday to Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. See you there.
Okay, so if you just want to introduce yourselves and say what role you play in the band.
Cool. I'm Eddie, and I'm the drummer.
I'm Junie, and I'm here for emotional support. I play guitar.
I'm Hayden. I play the keys and other shit sometimes.
I'm Kyler. I play the saxophone and other sometimes too.
All right, so have there been any other bands or that you guys have been really excited to see at Shindig, either last week or this week, or anyone that you're looking forward to see next week?
Yeah, I was super psyched to see Sundress again. They're like one of my favorite bands in the scene, and that was an insane set. Like, going after that was pretty scary.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. No, yeah, I was going to say the Sundress people as well, because I hadn't actually seen a full show before, and so I was like curious. The synths were really nice. I like the synths.
Shimbashi Station killed it. They actually they were really groovy.
Yeah, they were really really sick. They had like a totally like Mario Kart kind of thing.
Yeah,
yeah,
it was sick.
Yeah. They love the same things we do.
Yeah.
Oh, shout out Chronic Fatigue as well.
Yes. Chronic Fatigue. Yes.
So homies.
So good. So in your music, you have meshed like a lot of different genres together, kind of like some jazz, some prog rock, some metal, like a little bit of funk, I would say. How do you work to combine all of these genres together to really make a cohesive sound?
Spin a wheel and see which one it lands on. And see it.
Yeah. I think sometimes, especially when we're writing, we just, if it's like a jam, we kind of just go off the vibe and we kind of go like that. But sometimes it's very intentional. Like, we did a cover of Night in Tunisia, and we were like, we're going to make this heaviest. Yeah. We're making it heavy. So sometimes it's like super intentional. Sometimes it just happens.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's not planned.
I think the part of that is like it just captures us in like specific moments when we're jamming. Because a lot of our music, somebody will come in with an idea, and then from that we jam, and it's like we build like two songs in like one session. Like it's just like kind of happens in the moment. And like, yeah, it's... I don't know, we listen to all different kinds of music, and it's kind of whatever we're feeling in the moment.
And we're always changing stuff too, like, you know, like, there are songs that we played live, and then, you know, later in practice, we're like, actually, we could change this up a little bit, make it more interesting.
Yeah, yeah. It's always improvised solos and everything too.
Yeah. I find, like, sometimes, like, when we're jamming, we'll, like, organically get to that point of where it's like, okay, let's get, like, really heavy right here, or, like, maybe it'll be funky in a moment, or maybe it'll be, like, really soft or whatever. And then, like, sometimes it's just, like, we just save that, put it in a box, and then we might use it for a song later.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
The chopping vault.
It's real.
Yeah, the chopping
it's real.
Yeah. Chop archives.
Yeah. So we've seen that you just debuted a new single called Crayola in October. Super awesome. And it says on your website that you guys have an album coming up. So can you give us like a little bit of a sneak peek into what we might be expecting? Or...
A cappella, let's sing every track of the album right now.
Oh my god.
One, two, three, tell each other which one we're singing.
Yeah, the album is coming out in January. So very
early
soon.
January.
Yeah.
We have a very sick show planned. It'll be at the Fox Cabaret.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And we have a new single coming out, actually. It'll be on the album as well, coming early mid-December.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
I don't want to spill too much.
We got going on the way. You know what I'm saying?
He's got to keep it a mystery.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah, expect a lot of variety and stuff.
Okay.
Yes. I will say that like we recorded the whole album live in like 2 days. Was it two
it was
and
like,
a half
like
days?
3 days.
Yeah, three. Yeah. Days, yeah. So it was like... very much, yeah.
It was also recorded like this January. Like
yeah.
So
like
it's very raw, and we were still like such a new band at the time, and like Yeah, the chemistry obviously was there, but it's not like it is now.
Very different vibe, but it's still like it's very reminiscent of like early Chop days, and it's really cool. It's very like what we started off with, which was like straight jazz fusion. It's a lot of that, but there's some moments as well.
There's some moments.
There's some stuff in there.
It's not a branch out, but you know, that's for the next project.
Yeah. Well, kind of, I guess, similar vein. Has there been anything during the sort of like album recording process, or I guess post recording and kind of during production, has there been anything that you've particularly enjoyed that you weren't expecting, or anything that's kind of come up that surprised you a little bit? Or
I mean, the live session itself while recording was one of the coolest experiences, because it was
one of the most difficult experiences.
It was very taxing, but it was such a rewarding experience.
Because we did everything live off the floor in one take. Our second single that's coming out, that was take 40.
Yeah, it was
we just finalized the song in that same studio that same weekend.
It was rough, dude.
We were living in the studio as well, so it would be like wake up super early and then go to like 1 or 2 a.m. We also threw a show in the middle of, for some reason, we did a 2-hour show. And we recorded all of that, so we got a bunch of other live stuff in the Chop Vault.
In the Chop Vault.
Oh, that was a great show. That show specifically is kind of like a smaller space, and like, you know, it's kind of like almost the entire crowd is just like a mosh pit, and like the energy is just like bouncing off the walls. But you guys have recently played like some bigger stages as well, so I'm wondering, like, does that energy transfer? Is it a bit of extra effort to like get that same vibe going?
Oh, I mean, we have so many people that like come to see our stuff, and they're so hyped to see our stuff that they bring the energy there. Like, it's still pretty crazy when we're on, because we played Rickshaw just a couple days ago, and that was an insane show. There was still the whole mosh pit. There was crowd surfing.
But it was cool because like I feel like we have like such a personal connection with a lot of the people that come to our shows, and we really try to make an effort to get to know them personally. And so it's so great to see familiar faces at every show, just always at the front and always just bringing all the energy, because it makes us, you know, more.
We love that.
I think it just makes us more like happy to do what we're doing, and that energy just like links us more together on stage. Like, we always have fun on stage because the people in the crowd are having fun. And,
I do love shows like this at venues at like Redgate, because like the disconnect from being on stage and the people, it's like they're right there, right? Yeah. I mean, it's definitely an adjustment playing these bigger stages where it's like, we're all the way up here, you guys are all the way down there. It's like trying to mend that gap and like still keep the energy there. I've struggled with that a little bit, especially since I'm blind as shit. Like, I don't wear my like glasses on stage, and it's like, is that okay? Like, I just can't. Like, it's hard to actually make connection with the crowd that way, I guess. Yeah.
I just think it's so beautiful that we have such a strong foundation of like fans and friends who love us, and they'll come to our shows when they can, and they'll just fit.
Yeah.
Like, man, the first time we played at Tyron Studios, they didn't, you know, they don't know who we were yet.
Yeah.
They didn't know what to expect. They had all their chairs and tables set up, and so what the homies did was they just made the entire side aisle that goes to the back of the venue their own dance floor. You know, like the floor was shaking, man. Like,
That was
an
crazy
old building too, so like I was scared that some shit was gonna break.
I remember one of the people working at Tyrant came up to us and was like, "Dude, I thought the floor was gonna collapse."
That was like Tyrant's like an old speakeasy jazz club, right? So to have like a whole mosh pit there, it's kind of crazy. But
All right, well, I have one more question. I just want to say thank you guys so much for doing this interview. It's been great to hear from you. We really enjoyed your set. This one's a bit more of a serious one. The two of us recently have heard that somebody has let the dogs out. And we were just wondering if any of you had any leads on that. We just heard, I know it's a lot to take in. We're just, no pressure to respond. We just.
Keep that a secret, guys!
Oh, I'm sorry.
It was you guys that let the dogs out.
Was it you? We've been searching all night.
Was it you? Be honest.
We're not answering questions right now.
Okay.
Tell them who let the dogs.
Guys. Yeah, who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out? If you have any leads.
Yeah.
Don't let management know. Follow us on Instagram at Chopping Street Band. Love you, thank you, bye. Bye.
You just heard Crayola by Chopping Spree. That's our show for today. Thank you all so much for listening, and we'll see you next week.
8 a.m. on CITR.
Flayed, spray my faucet corn, my blister horn flung into the day. Why oughta storm my gristle formed dung into the shirt doused bed where socks loom my fizzled norm sung inside the dirt house.
This is John M. Bennett, and you are listening to CITR FM 101.9 in Vancouver. British
air,
Columbia,
mocks the
Canada.
Room, my ray, my osteo floor, my glistened shorn mug flayed.
I want cheerleaders to carry me through my hometown. God damn, anytime now, now, say when, anytime now, 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 find me
I'm feeling lucky. The sun jumped out of my day, carved your name into a candle, lit it up and went to bed. I'm feeling lucky. While the sticky incense burns, plumes of smoke tangled in fur, bathtub kiss strips from my curls. Lavender and jasmine oil. Lavender and jasmine oil. Oh, here comes a sigh with a whisper and a shout. I can't be stopped. Nothing can stop me now. Oh, well, ooh, here comes a sigh with a whisper and a shout. I can't be stopped. Nothing can stop me now. Oh, well, nothing can stop me now. Nothing can stop me now. Nothing can stop me now. Oh, no, nothing can stop me now. I'm feeling lucky. What if it all goes right? One above me, one below me, to the left and to the right. I'm feeling lucky, like the tragedy is over. Volition gushing from my pores, I'm tending to the clover. Lavender and jasmine oil. Lavender and jasmine. Here comes a sigh with a whisper and a shout. I can't be stopped. Nothing can stop me now. Thank you.
I'm Walter Cronkite. I'd like you to hear something. They're radio hams, amateurs, giving of their own time and spending their own money.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Your volunteer-run station.
They're just two average guys who saw the need and volunteered.
Écoutez Café Musique à CITR 101.9 FM, en diffusion du territoire non cédé de la nation Musqueam à l'Université de la Colombie-Britannique Vancouver. L'émission est produite en collaboration avec le Centre de la Francophonie de UBC. Vous pouvez en apprendre plus sur le centre et ses activités à francophonie.ubc.ca.
Tonight, I'm gonna have myself.